would definitely say it's a mixture of both, but a lot of it is kind of anticipating the needs or the working styles of different people and then trying to accommodate that as much as possible without completely ditching a process or straying away from something that we know that works.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. So most marketing conversations really focus on two things. One is the strategy, which is what we should do. And two is the execution, which is how we bring the strategy to life. But where marketing actually succeeds or fails is often in how well both connect to the business. How clearly we define success in relation to business goals matters a lot. And I think that is where a lot of marketers really fall down. How many people need to be aligned and whether they actually are, I think, is often a different story. This is the reality behind the scenes that doesn't show up in a strategy doc or in a campaign plan. Marketing doesn't always fall apart because the ideas are wrong. A lot of people have great ideas, but it falls apart because it's disconnected from what a business actually needs. So today I'm talking to two people who are responsible for this connection every single day. Sarah is our key account director at Excelity. She's been with us for 4 years. She is incredibly thoughtful in how she leads clients, especially when there are a lot of moving pieces and lots of expectations to manage. And Sierra is our account manager who's been with us for 3 years. She brings a level of care and precision to her work. And she's also played a really big role in building the systems and processes that make our team better. Both of these two lead some of our most complex client relationships, which is why I wanted to bring them together today. They have multiple stakeholders, really high expectations, and a lot on the line. No pressure, you guys. Between the two of them, they see exactly where marketing connects to the business and where it can break down, which we are going to talk about today.
Okay, let's start here. I think when people hear account management, they often think more logistics. It's like the communication and the timelines and stuff like that. But that doesn't totally describe what you guys are actually doing on a day-to-day basis. Talk to me about what your role actually entails, like maybe when you're at your best, but like when your role is at its fullest, I guess. Let's start with you, Sarah.
I always equate it to being air traffic control. We're that central piece of the puzzle. We're the voice for our team. We're the voice for our clients. When I'm at my best, I feel like everything is just moving how it needs to be. Our team is confident in what they're doing. They have the information that they need. The client feels taken care of. The communication is there for them as well. Just when everything is moving, we're being efficient. Friction is low across the board. I think that's when we're at our best.
Friction is low. That is a good key word and a good goal. What about you, Sierra?
Yeah, yes to everything that Sarah said, but also just a mindset that I know that we've talked about or focused on a lot in our agency is owning the outcome. So obviously, or maybe not obviously, but Sarah and I are touching something at the start of a process or initiative and at the very end. So taking it as far as we can, we're not just pushing out a task to our team and saying, here, go at it. We're thinking about what the client needs at the end of the day, what the team needs to deliver that and be successful. And we're taking it as far as we can before we hand it off. And then we're there for them along the way to support them, answer questions. Maybe the client has a change in what they want, so we need to communicate that. So just making sure that it's not something we're checking off of our list, but that we're carrying throughout.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing that makes how we operate really different, not to make this a commercial about Excelity, but maybe, is that we really try to understand the business that we're working with and what they do and how stakeholders operate and whatnot. When you step into a client, what is the difference between, I guess, like just understanding their marketing and understanding their business as a whole?
I think for me, I obviously learning about their business, they're always going to know best for the most part or know more of the intricacies of it. But I try and get to know the people that we're working with, and you can uncover a lot when you kind of get into their internal processes and how they work with each other. I try, a lot of our communication is obviously Slack, email, and Zoom, so we don't have a lot of that like in person, but trying to pay attention to cues when you're on calls with people. Is there someone that's speaking up a lot and maybe someone that's quieter? We have a lot of stakeholders. Who's the final say? Like, is it the person we're communicating with often? Because a lot of the people that are our main point of contact, their job is what ours is, just at their company. So there's other people we need to make sure that we're also looping in.
Yeah,
I'm building off of that. I guess I would say I'm always coming at it from, obviously we want to be the best at what we're doing as far as a marketing focus. But overall, we're zooming out and looking at why did they truly hire us? What were those surface level pain points that they're experiencing? And how can we go deeper? Like, what's the root cause there? And then how can we address that? And maybe it's revenue that they're not getting, or they don't have enough brand recognition. And then just going across the team or the business, if we have a chance to get everybody on a Zoom or get the sales team on a Zoom call, then that's also helpful too, because we want to hear from everybody that it's going to impact along the way.
Yeah. This is really just a Zoom commercial, not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do. I know we just talked about, like, should we move away from Zoom? Consensus? No. We like it. It's too easy.
It's like Kleenex.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Zoom commercial. Mm-hmm. Speaking of like all of our stakeholders and getting them all together, it's interesting how often I think they have different opinions and different goals and maybe not even aren't aligned internally, but aren't even like fully communicating with each other because like us, they're running so fast and they're trying to get a lot done at the same time. And I think you both work on some of our bigger accounts that have lots of stakeholders involved. Where do you see their marketing programs really starting to like break down in certain ways when we're getting started with them? Or, like, historically, where have you seen those things happening?
I think the biggest thing, like you said, is everybody's operating so fast, and so they're not always communicating internally. So we have had a few different clients where they view the brand or the business going in one way, and another person views it going in another way. So they have conflicting priorities, or they're thinking that one thing doesn't really add to their business direction or their business goals. So taking a pause and either prompting that conversation, if you're hearing it on a call, or we've had some clients in person, and kind of letting that have some space for them to have a dialogue, and we can add in where we think we're helpful, but we need the foundation to be good first before we can execute on anything that actually moves the needle forward. Because we have five different stakeholders all heading in five different directions. It impacts what each one of them thinks success looks like, and then how we make progress towards that. Or are there some things that we can do simultaneously to help satisfy each person? But we really need the foundation to be there before we can actually do something meaningful.
When you say foundation, can you expand on what you mean by that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So as far as like how your audience or your target audience is viewing a brand, some people might think it's the top of the line, top scale, super elevated brand, and some people want it to be more approachable. Mm-hmm. So coming at it from that lens, or maybe where they want to see most of their leads coming in from. If we're helping with events and marketing, maybe some people want it to be more trade show focused, and some people want it to be more digital marketing. They want to see people interacting with LinkedIn ads and coming in from a website form, that type of thing. So just making sure that we're aligned on those types of things. And then also just like how the business operates internally, their customer experience, those types of things.
Yeah.
I think often if there's breakdowns internally at a client, we sometimes help uncover more of that or bring that to a head for our clients, maybe much to their dismay, but it needs to happen. And I think just being transparent with clients, to Sierra's point, like, what is the end goal? And then we can help them to kind of peel it back and work backwards from that.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting when you, and I think we've all talked about this, you kind of become like a business consultant at some level and are trusted with like different pieces of the business and let into different things that maybe you didn't expect. Like one of the very first times that I was hired as a consultant, I had the client reading a book about change management that was literally about penguins that needed to get all of the penguins on board to move to a different iceberg because their iceberg was melting. It was called Our Iceberg is Melting. I read about it in a change management class in like my MBA. And they were like, this is so dumb. Like, why are we reading a book about penguins? And then by the end of the book, they were calling each other the penguin names. And I was like, like I knew this would work for you, but like you reach into so many different parts of the business and it helps overall with the marketing, right? Because it's like marketing actually impacts retention and it impacts sales and it impacts like onboarding. There's just, you're not actually just managing a website or social media. How much of your job and your day-to-day is managing like marketing or a process, or is it more people and understanding them, or is it both?
I think that depends on the client, and some days are more people focused and other days are more in the details of the projects of what we're working on. I like to be there for people, so I might take on more of that than I necessarily am expected to or should. Yeah. But I would say for the most part, it's a mix. We aren't just moving tasks along. I know we're both giving our opinions, and when we get a project back to us, we're both reviewing and looking at design. And no, I'm not a designer, but I'm going to give you my opinion. And if you don't like it, that's okay. Let's talk through that. So it's definitely a blend, which I think is why we both enjoy it and are good at it.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a mixture of both, but a lot of it is kind of anticipating the needs or the working styles of different people and then trying to accommodate that as much as possible without completely ditching a process or straying away from something that we know that works. But we have certain team members that I know they want to hop on a call and just talk about something. They might have already settled on what they want to do with a deliverable or an initiative, but they want to talk and have it reaffirmed. Or one of our clients' email doesn't work well for them, so you're switching up the way that you're communicating with them, or you're switching up how you deliver certain assets to them. So a lot of it is just anticipating what they're going to need and what's going to work best, because as seamless as you can make it is going to be the best experience for our team and the client, and it's going to have the best results once it's out there.
Yeah, understanding how people communicate best is huge. I think there's a way of saying like, okay, well, I've done my part of the job, right? Like I communicated to them, and if they don't answer, then that's on them. And there's a different way of looking at it in like, okay, have I done as much as I possibly can and taken as much ownership as humanly possible? And I think that's much more what we try to do, which I think is really helpful. Sarah, you're often working with a lot of senior stakeholders, which I think can be a different ballgame, an interesting ballgame, because I think when you get to like a senior level of your career, you have more opinions. I think we've talked a lot of times, everyone at least thinks they know marketing, right? And when you get to that senior level of your career, everyone's really busy too. How do you balance the long-term strategy in marketing with the day-to-day reality of just needing to get things done and get stuff approved?
It can be tricky sometimes because as a person that wants to move fast and do as many things as possible, sometimes you do have to pump the brakes a little bit and if a new ask from a client comes in, you better hope that you have your initial plan that you all put together and agreed upon, so you can say, okay, right now, the month of April, our priorities are X, Y, and Z. You're coming to us with a new ask for C, D. Where does that fit in, or what needs to maybe pause for the moment so we can make time for that? And as a person that wants to say yes to everything and make everybody happy all the time, that can be challenging to kind of just like slow your roll. What's our priority for this month, this quarter? Where does that new thing maybe fit into this? Yeah, that is a big part of our job. Our team internally have big ideas, and sometimes it's like, well, that might not be realistic, or can we make it be realistic? What would need to move off everyone's plate for that to become a reality? It's a lot of moving parts and just kind of figuring it out and talking through it.
Managing processes, I think, too. Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
And we do a lot of iterating on the processes, which I know, Sierra, you've been involved in a lot.
A lot, yes.
Yeah. So it's like, when we have iteration to do, who can help? And then I'm like looking around, Sierra, are you going to volunteer for this? Great, okay. You spent so much time building the processes and iterating on them, especially internally. And I know we try to make ourselves like our own best client and case study, and we're working on like iterating on some of that again right now. It's just a constant process. How do you think doing all of that helps drive success or impacts our clients?
I think always having a process, it reduces kind of anxiety or nerves around something that's ahead, because we always have an outline or a plan, not to say that everything goes to plan, but having kind of a clear path ahead, and especially as an account manager, there aren't people giving us tasks or telling us to start up an initiative or a deliverable, or reminding us in the back of our minds, our client said 3 months ago they have this really big event coming up in a month. How are we going to prep for that? So a process for us helps to keep us consistent and accountable and showing up for the client in the right way. So I always go back to that because it makes me show up as my best version of myself at work. So truly, I guess it was more selfish that I was working on a lot of processes, but it helps me to be able to tell a team member what they need to do, maybe a turnaround time, what we need to do as far as meetings go. And then along the way, always hearing, gathering feedback, what worked well, what didn't, what are we going to change for this time around?
When we talk about, I guess, the responsibility for results, I think there's a big difference. And in marketing, marketers, I think, have this problem all the time. We can deliver work and we can give our stakeholders things, right? Like, here's your ebook, here's your social post. We did our job. Or we can actually deliver like end results. How do you see the difference between the two?
Clients, sometimes we often can be seen as just a group of people here to give them things. Not that that's the intention initially, but it is our job to not only deliver whatever the piece of content is or the idea, but also see that through to execution and then results. And what worked 2 months ago for that client might not work 3 months later for something else. Marketing is very often, I don't want to say a guess, but we are just kind of throwing something at the wall with research and doing our due diligence, but like it might not work, and that's okay. So again, going back to like, what is this thing we're working on supposed to do for the client? And while we're in the midst of getting it all figured out and done, like keeping that at the forefront, like the purpose of this is this, and is what we're doing right now is spinning our wheels for this other thing ultimately going to get us that result that we're looking for? And sometimes you really just don't know until it's out there.
Yeah. Like I would so much rather see something published and tested and iterated on than agonized over and perfected, because we can get something as perfect as we think it can be, and then it can still flop. And that's the guess of marketing sometimes, right? Like we can know our audience as well as humanly possible and publish something that we think is going to go over really well, and the algorithm isn't showing it, or our hook wasn't good enough, or, right? Mm-hmm. There's just so many different factors. And yeah, so I completely agree with that. And keeping that end result in mind, I think it's always important to remind ourselves and our clients, it's not necessarily about whether we like it, but about whether it's going to resonate with the audience and whether it's going to work in the channel.
Yep.
Yeah, I think building off of that, we've had a lot of conversations about being really transparent with reporting out on results for clients as well. So how can we talk about how the marketing asset did, but then also did that lead to X, Y, and Z website traffic that then led to a lead, or maybe it led to a really good conversation at a trade show or an event because somebody saw what we put out there and it started the conversation for them. So being super transparent with reporting out on what worked well, what didn't, and what are we going to change moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And like emphasis on what didn't. I think it's really easy to be like, look over here, this is doing really well. Don't look over here because these are the things that are kind of messed up. Because in marketing, you're running so many different channels, strategies. Something's going to be a little messed up all the time. And it's just kind of a fact of the matter. Like everything cannot be perfect. And also, like I was just looking at our website, Google changes its algorithm, and then social channels change its algorithms, and your traffic drops or your reach isn't as good. I think when I talk to prospects, those are some of the complaints that they have. And I would be annoyed too. So I definitely get that. I think on that topic, speaking of like pushing back, when do you know that you have to push back on something that's happening or like reframe a situation? And how do you do that in a way that builds trust?
I think where it starts is acknowledging an idea or something that the client is bringing up to you. It's never a no, you're wrong, and this is why you're wrong. And also a no in the moment isn't a no forever. So speaking to that reframing or repositioning piece, we have plenty of clients that I know we have like a parking lot of ideas that they might bring up to us, but it might not fit into the goals that they want to focus on or have articulated in previous conversations. So acknowledging it, really listening to what they're saying, and then saying, let's save that for later, let's revisit it later, maybe it'll fit better in Q2 or Q3, that type of thing. But when I'm pushing back is when I hear conflicting priorities throughout conversation. So if they said something the week before was really important to them and this new shiny idea that they have doesn't fit into that, it's seeing like, do you really want to move forward with that and deprioritize what you said was important the week or the month before? And is everybody on board? Obviously, we have our points of contact with our clients, but there might be other stakeholders that it's going to impact, and you want to make sure that they're aligned first. So maybe it's just prompting, have you talked to X, Y, and Z person about this before we move forward? That type of thing.
Smart.
It is easier to have hard conversations with clients that you have built some sort of rapport with and you have as transparent as possible of a relationship with. I think that's part of our job to bring that stuff to their attention, and it is uncomfortable sometimes.
And like, we don't want to throw people under the bus or speak in a certain way. And so we need to try to stay, you know, really professional while staying honest and straightforward. So I think it's a line that you both walk really well. And I also know that it can be a challenge for sure.
Definitely.
What's one thing that people in general don't fully understand about what it takes to make marketing successful?
I think it's letting us into the business, how we've talked about before. Like, some clients, which rightfully so for certain situations they've had before, are more guarded mm-hmm. about their information or their internal workings, that type of thing. But if we can have a lens into different parts of the business, we can understand where the marketing puzzle piece fits and how we can support them along the way. But if we only have this really small tunnel vision lens, it kind of is like then we are giving deliverables and then it ends there. So we really need that transparency, which comes with building rapport as well with the client. So just making sure that we have as much behind the scenes information as possible, I think, is something that people don't always think about.
Yeah. When everything is working really well in a marketing program, what does that look like?
Again, with the friction, as little friction as possible internally with the client. I want to say wheeling and dealing, but I don't want to say wheeling and dealing. But when everything is just flowing, again, as a people pleaser and wanting to make sure I want people to be happy when they're working on whatever it is they're working on. I want people to feel good about it. Like, you spend most of your life at work until you're 60 something. But I just, it, again, it's serious, but, keeping that at the forefront of like, what's our purpose? We're here to help. I'm here to help our team internally. I'm here to help the client. I think again, to transparency, when you can have honest conversations with people internally, externally, those are all signs that like maybe that one ad didn't hit how you were hoping it did, but you tried something. And if you're honest with the client about why it maybe didn't work, talk to your team internally about what we should do differently next time. Like, as long as communication is there, things can always get better and improve. And yeah, I think that's a good sign.
I think like in its simplest form, it just feels easy. And that's a really fun and exciting thing. Like, you look forward to talking to that client or showing them something new that we're hoping that they go for, or the team had a really creative idea because they're excited about the work that they're doing or the brand that they're working on. So when it's flowing, it feels like morale is up and the team is happier about it, to Sarah's point. And I obviously, we care about how the team feels with everything, because end of the day, it produces better results. It gives us better things, and the client being happier, and it feels like we did our job because we're the client's advocate. So if we communicated properly and we got them to their end result, it feels good. It feels easy. It also allows us to be more agile and flexible with a client too, but it just allows us to do better work and more work for them.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. If you have one piece of advice for someone that is going to be hiring a marketing agency, something that they should do to make the engagement successful, what is it?
I'm going to not listen to you, and I'm going to say two things. be transparent and as decisive as possible. I think that kind of just speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree there. And I also think we are assuming the best in you, so I would hope that our client is assuming the best in us as well. If there's a mistake along the way, it wasn't intentional. That obviously wasn't our goal, and we're going to correct it. Or we tested something and it didn't work. We didn't know that right off the bat. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. What is the phrase? MRI, most respectful interpretation. Mm-hmm. Giving that to people, I think, makes a huge difference. And I think a lot of companies have been burned by marketing agencies, or just have been in experiences where there's been like an overpromise and an under delivery. And I don't think anyone really does stuff like that on purpose. So MRI, transparency and decisiveness. I think those are all good lessons. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And for everyone that is listening, please share this with one person. that is maybe going to be hiring a marketing agency in the future. These two are holding hands right now. Very, very cute. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much.